Monday night, or with okay, there's a din when you're eating probably anything. I don't know how much you eat with bread, but it really is anything. So you have to swallow. You have to swallow before you can talk. If you talk before you swallow, you really, it's a major shaila, you really should have to make a Birchas Hamotzi again. If there's a Chayyadam, the Mishnah Berurah brings out that if you just swallowed the liquid that's created in your mouth that has the taste of whatever you're eating, talking about pas, so the tam that you have of the bread, you taste, you taste the bread, and that's, you know, this, I don't know if it's called liquid, but the taste of an item lies in its liquidity. When something's yovesh, the tam is in the liquid aspect of the item. Everything is liquid. Person is mostly liquid. Everything is liquid. One mandiyama says it's possible. One rish says because lo hamesim yalalupat, something yovesh, it's dead. Lachos is the tam. Lachos is life. Chayodim says if you swallow that, it's good enough that you don't have to make a new bracha, even if you didn't swallow any of the solidity of the challah, let's say, of whatever you're eating. You just swallowed the tits, the tam, tasted, and you swallowed that taste. You have to swallow. You have to swallow. I once paskined, I don't know if I'm right, but I did paskin those little things, I forgot what they called. You put them on your ticks. If the reality is that it evaporates before you swallow anything, then you do not make a bracha. A bracha is only for swallowing. So, but even if there's taste, you have to swallow. Kitza. You're not supposed to talk until you swallow a little of the challah. Let's talk about challah. L'chatchila, you're not supposed to talk till you swallow a kazayis. If you don't even swallow a little, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Chayyadam that if you swallowed ta'am ha'chala, then you don't have to make a new bracha. Okay. Good. Okay. Chagas Alvavus now. We're in Shara Yichud. We're going through the different sveikas that the Yitzhara tries to throw at you. So the first one is the major one, that life is not about this world, it's not about the guf. When you look in the mirror, that's not you. You is your neshama, and there's hasharas on neshama after the guf goes away. The biggie. Whether chavivalos means you tackle like a koifer in it, or it just mesiach das from it. And unfortunately, we are all mesiach das from it too much. So it's not something that's foreign to us. And you just have to use your seichel, says the Chayyus Alvavus, and he implies, and he says in other places in the Sefer, that Hasharas HaNefesh is something that could be proven logically. I don't know if we would call it scientifically, but logically is a different word. Yeah. So, okay. Chasher Yisyoish, certainly if you believe it, and you just Mashiach Das from it, then the battle is much clearer. Next, the Chasher Yisyaish Misapik Os Chabuzeh, one of his Yisodos in this Perek of Shayich HaMaisa is that his Torah never gets tired. So he's going to have a list of 20 things that he throws at you. So we're only at the beginning. Chasher Yisyaish Misapik Os Chabuzeh. This is the Musa part of Chasher Yisyaish Misapik Os Chabuzeh. Interesting, is it? This is very, very, to me, is very fascinating because he's going by a drug, like a curious thing and something else. But he considers Hasharas HaNefesh. That's number one. Hasharas HaNefesh after Misa, and number two is that the Eibishter created the world. And there's a Borei Olam, and there's a purpose to life. That's like when he gives up on the Hasharas HaNefesh. I guess because there's no Hasharas HaNefesh, then it's Chol Ushteki Mocher Nomus. And the next thing is, you should stop with the Borei Olam. My neshama maybe can stay away and can stay in some form, maybe Eastern religion, so to speak. I believe that also, but that this world try to be make you think about that. And again, Isupik, or to us, it sounds strange that we'd be Mesupik about that, even though I wonder how solid our knowledge is, but certainly we must see Echdas from it. So, V'yomer lecha ki olam hazeh einu chadash v'lo nivra, it always existed, v'lo sor, kasher hu ato, and it's not different than what it is now. In other words, this is the way it always was. For Yosukang, it will always be this way. Vein dover mimenu yosaroi liyos bore minivra. There's nothing that's worthy of being oveid, because that's the bore, and we're all nivroim. There ain't no such thing. Bore, nivra, everything's a nivra, or everything always was. Vein dover mimenu chayib avodo zulaso, shakol yoshrim kadmon. So, v'kasher yikrecha b'zeh, if you bump up against this, shuv l'sech l'cha, so again, you have to go to your koach of rational thought, v'yara oscha hefzad adaz zu, mimaymer hayichud min ha-sefer hazeh, because all this proves, with philosophical proofs, that the world is not kadmon, that the world was created, and again, if it's a question of Mesiach Das from it, so we have Amasora, we have every Shabbos, we're supposed to be re-energized in the fact that the world was created by a Bore, which leads one to the conclusion that there's a purpose to the world, which leads one to the conclusion that there's a purpose to your life, which leads one to the conclusion that you should determine what your purpose is. Okay, we'll stop here.